Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 how you do, how you do? This your boy, E-Max, and you are live right now with Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in and holler at your boy. Hey, man, y'all know in the news, it's just going all over the damn world right now, this situation with Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus and Michelle Knight. I just really want y'all to think about some of the things you just might want to say. All right, for those that's listening online, I appreciate you. And I thank you for tuning in to Hood Talk Radio on Wednesday night. Don't forget, 646-478-0944. We're going to get into this track right quick when I finish getting set up. All right, Hood Talk Radio. Radio.com. Big talk around the city, man. Y'all know it's just Amanda Berry thing. And okay, you know, a lot of people got interest in what's going on here in Cleveland. Watching the news today, they had a press conference. The police, the FBI, and crime scene, and everybody had a press conference today. And they basically talked about what everybody saw on TV. What I don't understand is all the speculation that's going on. There was only a few people in that house. The statements those young ladies made were made to the police. If they told any of their friends anything, or their parents or anything like that, and shit, they was told to keep that shit quiet. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know everything. The point I'm trying to make with this is that we all need to stop trying to figure out what happened. We ain't the insiders. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of speculation going on. And me personally, I think it's more than just some speculative shit. You know, I really think, and this is just my opinion, that there's some underlying shit going on. I mean, not to sound insensitive or anything, but it was just too much. Well, if any of y'all follow my post on Facebook, then you pretty much know how I feel about the whole situation. I just don't believe in the validity of it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you know, it's a wonderful and a beautiful thing to be returned to your family. You know, and your loved ones. I mean, shit, when people go to jail, it's almost the same. It's almost the same. You taking, you know, against your will, but then they basically say you committed a crime or you done something wrong, you deserve this punishment. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that they're human beings. You know, we are all human beings, and nobody deserves, you know, to be treated like that. If that was the case, in fact, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. They're not talking. Okay? And I'm not the only one that feel like, you know, shit is a little bit crazy. It's a lot of questions. You know, like, did the baby receive medical care? Some people, you know, emphatically respond, oh, the baby ain't receiving no medical care. And some respond emphatically, yes. You know what I'm saying? You have people in the healthcare industry that says, well, you know, you can have a baby, and if you do it right and this and that and the other, you can survive, and the kid can survive, too. So no immunizations and all of that shit. Well, I suppose. You know, I'm not a parent like that. I haven't, you know, decided to have my children at home, so I wouldn't know. You know, I've been part of the 99.9% that go to the hospital, get medical care, you know, when you have kids, your woman have girls, kids, whatever. But that was a rare family, I would call them. A lot of stuff don't make sense, y'all. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff don't make sense. Like, we right here in Cleveland, Ohio, and for whatever reason, nothing is happening. We right here in Cleveland. But when I go on YouTube this afternoon, and the strangest thing happened. I mean, it was weird as shit that dude, in some of the interviews and the segments and or whatever you want to say, parts of this interview that was not broadcast here was broadcast in other places. And so it's almost like being right here in the city. If you wasn't standing there throughout the whole interview process, you don't know what that dude said, because, of course, they edited it. And especially they interjected parts where, you know, he was jokingly, you know what I'm saying, making comments about, you know, the Castro brothers and this and that and other. So even from the beginning of the shit, man, the editing went on. You know what I'm saying? From the beginning. So it's a lot of media manipulation about the story. We won't know the shit until one of those 5,000 book offers that's already out right now, you know, for them. So whenever they get their minds together or what have you, and they'll be able to, you know, pick up on one of them 5,000 book deals that's been offered to them for their ordeal. You know, it kind of make you wonder. The economy is bad. It's been bad for a while. You know, but then again, dude, he might lose his life. So, you know, where's the validity in that? So you want to, it's a lot of checks and balances. There's a lot of things on the scale that don't make sense. But it doesn't make sense to, for a person, I believe, to go through this for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't terminally ill, or, you know, you ain't got AIDS, you know, shit like that, and about to die. So you figure, you know, we'll go on with this grand plot to, you know, recover some millions off of a book deal or a movie deal, you know, with this big old gigantic hoax. People would do some strange shit for millions of dollars, even if it take 10 years, you know. So let's not get too caught up in the media's version of what's going on, because basically we won't know the facts. I watched the entire police conference. Excuse me. And none of those questions that the reporters were asking, I mean, it was from CNN, BBC writers, you know, Fox News right here in Cleveland, 19, Channel 43, Channel 8, Channel 5, you know, it was all there, Channel 3, I mean, they were all there. New York Post was there, Washington Post was there, and the ironic thing is that our chief prosecutor is Puerto Rican, and he made the statement that, you know, the events that took place on Seymour Avenue, you know, do not reflect the citizens and the people of Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying, origin. So, you know, I appreciate him saying that, but I don't think there's nobody out there, you know what I'm saying, if this all turns out to be, hey, you know, something other than, hey, let's try and run a scam on people, then I can't imagine what the people, those girls was going through. I just can't imagine. You know, you gotta get credit where credit is due. As corny as dude is, you know what I'm saying, he did have the nuts where nobody else did to go and check out some strange shit that he thought was going on next door to his house. You do that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, when you know. You know, you do that kind of shit when you feel like you know somebody well enough to tiptoe around their doors, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you think one way and shit just don't seem like that, it goes another way. You know what I mean? Before it all to come out at this exact moment. At this exact time, the way it came out, it was like a blow to the entire city. And it just went crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't believe that we have the necessary resources available in this city to make a concrete judgment on what went on. Because according to the police in their investigation, okay, they say they've been investigating shit since 2004. You got people that was calling the police and telling them about the girl when the shit first started going down. And the police shook it off as some bullshit hoax calls because they couldn't come to no leads. They didn't have any leads, so they say, that it's not valid. So they probably looked at it as junk mail, which, you know, they do a lot. People do a lot. We look at a lot of shit as junk mail. You know, when you have your phone set up to, you know, shoot spam straight to the trash. But what is spam? You know what I mean? What is spam? So, y'all know what to do. Y'all know what to do. Want to check in with Al Porter and them a little later. They doing the Black on Black Crime meeting right now, so it'll be okay. It'll be all right. I know he want to talk about this because this morning we had a little, not me and Al Porter, but just general, you know, people on Facebook, we was talking. I really don't get with the Twitter thing, so I don't know. I think that's just, you know, really for bored people. You can find out a lot socially on Twitter and this and another, but I haven't had the interest to keep tweeting about, you know, a lot of bullshit, and I'm pretty sure that everything on Twitter right now is focusing on these girls here in Cleveland, Ohio. I listened to a couple other radio shows early, and they too were, so I'm not going to, you know, bore you guys all night with this. I just keep the conversation tight like I usually do. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to comment on it, and I wanted to also just let you know that, you know, we don't always get the truth in, even though it's right in our face when shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? The media has a way of spinning shit around. You know, so that what you just saw with your own eyes, you know what I'm saying, didn't actually happen. Or it happened a different way according to, you know, the way they saw it or the way they reported. So, you know, you can't really go on the fact that you see on the TV and on the news and this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying? I've been lucky to have people out in the streets, Al Porter called, you know what I'm saying, let us know. Then you got Al Porter, man, in the streets where, you know, when he out in the street and he's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, he called in directly and you speak to him on a Monday night. So it was funny because he called me on my phone. He was actually getting ready to do a show from the location. Excuse me. He went out when he got the call that Seymour Avenue was popping right now. So, you know what I'm saying, by all means, do your thing, go and do what you do. And we basically communicated digitally from that point for the rest of the show. And it was just weird because there was a lot of people. There was over 500 people out there, at least, and, you know what I'm saying, when it first got started. So by the time it was all said and done, at least by 10 o'clock, it was, you know, it was still a good 600-700 people. But by the time, I'll say 10:30, 11 o'clock, came, he called me back. Man, you know what I'm saying? There was still at least 200 people out there. At least 200 people. I mean, that had to be some, you know, crazy-ass shit to deal with. You come outside after watching the news or whatever and find out that the people across the street or the guy next door, people, you know, on the same block as you right down the way. You know, just, oh, my goodness, just like, bam, you know what I'm saying, and tied some motherfuckers up in the basement and had them hid, kidnapped them, was raping them, you know, that kind of shit. So I'm like, well, damn, he was doing this by himself. What happened to the allegations of the prostitution ring and all this? See, before all the facts came out, it was making speculation. You know what I'm saying? So it was already judging. It was already passing down indictments. They was already knowing what was going on inside the house even before they had spoke with the girls. You know what I'm saying? And not being able to watch all of the media outlets and follow all of the news channels at the same time, I still haven't seen or heard anything from anyone. Now, Frank Jackson must be on vacation somewhere because he wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? His presence ain't known right now. Let's just say that. So, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if to my people in Houston, if they're on the same ship. This boat, you're not on board the rest of us, and I'm sure. But I said to them that they would be interested in what we get to say. So let's try and get this contagious on the line if we can. All right, so y'all bear with me while I dial these numbers. All right, we got the fleet. Four. Now we get ready to take their group, what their topic is tonight.
You have reached your friend's voicemail on Text Me. Please leave a message after the beep and your friend will receive it within seconds. They're using Text Me, the free texting and calling app. Speak now.
I think we got the wrong number. Oh, man, because they don't go through texting for the radio show. So, let's see what we got here. Kick that one in forward. And restless radio. All right, let's try to get here. Let's try to. I had the wrong number, y'all. That was my thought. So we're going to try it for the rest of the day. It's Wednesday night. Usually poetry night. 3, 4, 7. Of course, we got to erase this over. Y'all know when y'all dialing these numbers, man, y'all got to delete everything first. You know how it go. 3, 4, 7, 4, 2, 6. 38 left. To know your numbers before you start dialing, especially when you live on the air. That's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So let's see if we can get in touch with Gordon Restless Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
All right, they're playing music right now, so we'll check back with them in a little while. But in the meantime, in between time, y'all, we will listen to this song right here, your boy, He Makes the Image with Boom. Good Talk Radio.
Definition of beauty. Thus, her definition of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
We are listening to Bored and Restless Radio by way of Pure Talk Radio.
Nobody told her how grand and how marvelous and how beautiful and how special and how perfect she is in her way. We've given her, what is it? They got the milk with all kinds of hormones in it, and them babies got these breasts and this ass that they don't even know how to carry yet. They're underdeveloped here. They're still children, although they're built like women. They're still boys, although they act like men. If we do not stop to tell them, believe me, y'all, I have learned my lesson. If we do not stop to tell them, snatch them up like they used to do when we would act out down the block. If we don't keep those traditions alive, it is our fault.
Hey everybody, welcome to Bored and Restless Radio. I love that one. Okay, I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite songs. Anyone out there got any poetry, go ahead on the call, 347-426-3811. I really appreciate it.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, y'all.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
464-780-944. That's the number to call in. We are Ian and I with Board and Restless Radio tonight. It's Poetry Night down there.
One of my friends that I know.
So let's listen in.
Being humble and mindful is how I was raised to be. I just wondered who would try to kill me. Tomorrow ain't promised, but I don't want to live in fear. If God is trying to tell me something, I hear him loud and clear. A dream like that had to happen for a reason. Maybe the devil messing with my head, but I'm still alive and breathing. I know there are people out there I have to watch out for. God will make everything all right. He just wanted me to wake up. When I woke up out of breath, I began to panic. I recognize my higher power, and I won't take him for granted. Everything is all right, and I can go back to sleep. I'm glad I got this wake-up call, and it was just a dream. That was my poem, Just a Dream, you know. Sometimes we have those dreams like that, man, and, you know. They really wake up calls and everything. So, all right, this next one I'm gonna recite to y'all is it's called The Male Ego. The male ego starts at an early age for all men. Why do they say the male ego is fragile and thin? Men are not emotional, and we stay balled up in knots. Every man has an ego, whether he admits it or not. As boys growing up, we were taught to hold our feelings inside. No matter what we do, we always keep our pride. Men were taught to take pain and deal with it. That's why we have a shorter lifespan than women. We don't like to cry because it makes us seem weak. Sometimes our ego proves how strong we can be. Women want us to open up and share our feelings with them. I guess they boost our ego to spare our feelings. All men want to be strong for their women. Always got something to prove because we are ego-driven. Not everything that comes out of a man's mouth is a lie. We hold in our emotions and protect our pride. Expressing our feelings is something we have to learn. We protect our egos because we are afraid to get hurt. As men, we claim to be the stronger gender. As much as we complain about women, we really need them. Leave the lies in the dark and bring the truth to the light. Why do we protect our ego like we got something to hide? I'll admit we don't do everything right. Sometimes our ego gets so big we believe our own hype. And that was my poem, The Male Ego. Sometimes you got to check our ego, man, you know. Keep it in check. And this next one that I have, it's called Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
All right. That's Board and Restless Radio. It's Poetry Night. And as you hear, they are getting into it. Now, we here in Cleveland, Ohio, we doing something different. All right? We are really just talking about the things that's going on with this Amanda Berry case. Now, that's a lot of information that's out there. You know what I'm saying? I send my sentinels out, and, you know, they get back at me with, you know, some real stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some real stuff. You know, for real. So I just got a text from Miss Contagious that boy the rest. Let's see what she's talking about. All right, she said, see, I got poetry night tonight doing this thing. I'm like, okay, et cetera. I did a country and she sounded like she was kind of sick. So, we're going to let him go and let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Because he on poetry night tonight. So, that's what it do. John, what's up, man? 646-478. 0944. I see y'all got a couple of listeners on the line. I appreciate that. Whenever you feel like talking, just press the one key and I'll know that you are in queue. All right. So until you press the one key, I won't be able to talk to you, but you can listen. We rounding at it's about 8 minutes till 10. So, you know, we got a few more minutes to chat with y'all. It's raining outside right now, you know what I'm saying? It's all right, though. A little bit of refreshing in the world because things just ain't how it should be right about now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get yourself together out there and not be so led by what's put in front of our faces, man. Sometimes what's put in front of our faces just don't correlate with what's actually happening, okay? So what y'all want to do is just, you know, check the facts, you know what I'm saying? Question everything. Don't always be the one to rely on, you know, what somebody is saying or what's been stated. Because 9 times out of 10, somewhere along the line, something is going to be falsified. So, you know, keep your eyes and your ears open and, you know what I'm saying, you can survive a little bit longer out here. So we're going to get into some more music. Let's see if I got an instrumental that I can rock for you. No. I didn't put no instrumentals up, but I might have to put some up next week. That's okay when we come back from this song. Then what I'll do is you can get back to our conversation. See y'all hang on there. I see y'all out there. Good looking to my online list. I see y'all just piling up. Keep piling. It's your boy E-Max. The song is called Let 'Em Go. Little Talk Radio.
Yeah, this dude. what it is. I'm very clear. I don't know.
over here in these Cleveland, Ohio parks. And look at she's trying to get into the same different about this captivity cases, they call it. You know what I'm saying? We have the privilege in this city. Oh, my God, they're just getting real deep with this, man. We got the privilege that it happened here. So, of course, we're going to get some of the good info. So we're going to follow along just to see, you know what I'm saying, what they're talking about. It's just a recap, really, from earlier. You know what I'm saying? But usually at the 10 o'clock hour, they come up with some new info. Now they're talking about the charges that's coming down on, you know, Castro. It's funny that his name is Castro, you know what I'm saying, because we only know one, Fidel. Just wonder if it's any connection to Fidel. You know, somebody's still out there on Seymour, and I guess they're restricting the streets because it actually looks like a scene from Hollywood because it ain't nobody outside. But the news cameras, the police car there in the backdrop, but for all y'all out there that's not in Cleveland, Ohio, it was a tragedy, for real. It was a tragedy for 10 years. I mean, people thought these girls were dead. You know, here they, like, in their own neighborhood, just, like, literally around the corner from where they live. Oh, man. That is something. But, I mean, in any event, everybody is happy that the girls are home. We're happy that the girls are home. And I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, they're happy to be there. They wish them on the way. So it's really it's amazing to see, you know, people come together. You know what I'm saying? Serious business, it's amazing to see people come together. I just want, you know, the family to be, excuse me, blessed. You know what I'm saying? We need that family to stay blessed. We need the people to stay blessed. We need everybody to come together for this. Because, you know, even with all the bullshit that could be going on, it's still a tragic situation, you know what I'm saying, as they portray it. So we want to look at it as being, you know, for real. Now we want to be sensitive about it and just, you know, just be sensitive about it. You know what I'm saying? All day long we've been speculating, we've been talking and really don't know the facts. And after watching the conference that the police held, the chief prosecutor and everything, it's pretty much just it's a cut and dry case. You know what I'm saying? So far. They already got, you know, plans to arraign the dude. They dropped charges against their brother. But we got Al on the line. You know what I'm saying? Al, what's your thoughts on this?
Oh, wow. My thoughts on this, well, because actually, let's backtrack and say I was live at the tape, you know, the past Monday. Yeah. And right now, a lot of things are beginning to make more sense than they did earlier because everything is happening update. So you know where the neighbors were saying on Monday that they had seen things from the climbing up from the roof and saw this, that, and other, and what have you. The girls themselves are testified that they never went out like that. They were never drug out. So that means that the neighbors ain't see that. So that answers one of the best questions that you put out today, man. I was reading your post on it don't make sense. And what makes sense is right now, he was able to get away with that because, number one, nobody saw that. If they were in chains and stuff like it's being reported, the reason it didn't get out was because apparently, so far, unless he says something different, his brothers weren't in his house with him. So he was doing whatever he was, just like the movie Saw.
Yeah.
You know, just like the movie theory saw, has them all spaced out and spread out. So that's number two. Number three, there are reports that folks heard yelling and screaming at different points, but when the police came through, what have you, he didn't open the door and nobody thought too much more about it. And they kind of let it go. And there are some people who are saying, that don't make sense, but come on, people. Let's go back and tell the truth and say that back then, with Anthony Sowell's house, they let him go, and he went out there and killed six more women. As a matter of fact, it was documented that the police came to his house after a reported rape. And if people remember what happens, he came and said, hey, nothing's wrong. Nobody decided, let's try to check it out. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. They just said, okay, he's got to be right. Cool.
Yeah.
We're going back to having some donuts and do something else. And also, everybody's talking about, you know, nobody knows too much. So it's hard to speculate. All we know for certain is that Amanda Berry ended up rushing over to the brother's house after being freed with her child.
Right.
Some people are saying, well, there's a Latino guy helped him break down the door. Other folks are saying, no, it wasn't. Some of the other Latinos said, this guy, the other Latino who's out there, only went out to the street. But speaking in Spanish, he couldn't really do anything, and he went by himself. But the thing is, Charles Stewart, very smart man, because it's coming out. Let's put it like this. If anybody's within earshot of my voice, if you do something wrong in your life and you get a little bit of camera attention, do not continue to get camera attention. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just okay, I did my thing. Do I want to be on TV? No, I better not. Or do I want to be on TV and make myself look good? Yeah, America, listen, I've had a rough life. There are things I've done wrong. This is redemption. I want to apologize to my ex-wife and this, that, and the other. I hope the family's proud of me. That way, she don't get out there and say, he went to prison for beating on me. And then everybody's like, what? And he owns for years of child support. That's why he was one of the smartest things he ever did. Yeah. I guess he said, I ain't giving her no extra money. He could have taken some extra money and said, hey, let it all go back to them. But I guess he figured, I refuse to even get this money for them to take it on child support. So he said, look here, these girls deserve the money, so whatever money y'all going to give me, give it to them. So, you know, it looked like he might get a McDonald's deal out of it or something else, but that man, I don't even know if he'll get the McDonald's deal, because companies are quick to say, ooh, we don't want him on here.
We
can beat his wife too. We can snatch that deal. So, you know, this has been some of the craziest stuff. But yeah, it does answer the things that came out today when some of the representatives for the ladies said that man never took them outside. A couple of them had a small TV, so they saw rallies and they saw things and it kept them going.
Right.
And when they said, them other brothers didn't know, because I guess if they had known, they would have told somebody that, hey, I got a man squeeze over on so-and-so. Oh, yeah? And then they would have said, wait a minute. And somebody would have told something. So if it turns out to be true, that's how he got away with that. So,
yes.
So, you know, that it was, whew. Go here, brother.
I was just gonna make a comment that it's weird how our media in this city controls so much, and how the editing goes on. Do you know, man? And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but have you seen the video being aired in this city where he tells the reporter, you know, all I know is that when a white girl, a little young, pretty white girl, run up to a black man, it's something wrong. She fell into my arms. He said, I knew it was something wrong. And the reporter was Charles, the hero.
Right.
This is the hero. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Hill said out of his mouth.
He showed
it. A young, small, white, pretty white woman fall into a black man's arms. There's got to be something wrong. Either she homeless or she needs some help. And I swear, man,
yes.
I wanted to reach through the screen, reach through that fucking screen and choke his ass. All right, because hero status is gone.
Yes.
Okay, this dude has no type. And I don't care who listening. I don't care if they decide to call and say what they want to say. But this dude got no type of self-respect whatsoever, man.
Thank you.
He wouldn't even. Do you know how long they stood out there talking to that man? He wouldn't even ask nobody, hey, man, somebody go get me a clean T-shirt and a brush or a comb. Damn the fact that he got that big, gigantic-ass gold tooth that's just brown from smoking, sticking out of his mouth. You know, like every 100 words, he might say something intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything was, oh, man, and this and that and the other, and oh, man, all I know. And I Al, man, every reporter that he talked to, man, he told the same story in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
He told the same story anyway.
I got to tell this story again. All right.
Yeah.
I jumped off of McDonald's, and I'm saying to myself, oh, God.
But if you notice, though, see, this is the thing that's kind of vexing me. Have you noticed that it's a lot of parodies jumping off already about this situation? A lot of white people, you know, on the little white radio stations out there, got a lot of parody songs about this captivity shit.
Mm.
All fucking ready. They do. They got a rap song out there right now with some white dude pretending to be the, you know, Charles Ramsey.
Oh, hell no.
Talking stupid, ignorant. Laughing like that. Look at my big gold tooth. Look, I just don't brush it. It look like it's real gold, don't it? Yeah, I know, baby. All this all crazy shit, man. I mean, and this it, so it's turning into. I have never heard of a situation where people make fun of, you know, a situation like this, man. I ain't never heard of that.
Mm.
Still in the foreground of it all, even without all the stupid shit, man. For me, it's just too many unanswered questions. Just too many.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a question was posed to me today about, and I also saw it on the news, but it wasn't our local news. I was looking at it on the internet. I went to another city, and it was funny how somebody in another city brought up the fact that when she was talking to the dispatcher, how she just shot that address out. She shot that address out. Now,
wow.
Another thing that I found out that was weird was that they wouldn't say, because of pending investigation, how exactly they ended up on Seymour.
Right.
See, so that means it had to be other people that was involved and they knew about it.
Even if it wasn't his brothers, I believe there was a sex ring going on, and they can't really get into it. That's why the feds came in, and the feds are in charge of the whole thing right now. They didn't leave it on Cleveland.
Yeah, because you know why? Because, see, y'all got enough problems in Cleveland right now. Y'all got y'all own. Y'all ain't getting ready to use this to, you know what I'm saying, throw off the people in the investigation from that bullshit that y'all put with them 137 shots.
Right.
See, they forgot that the feds is big enough to handle both cases. Cleveland ain't big enough to handle both cases. The feds are.
No.
Feds said, we got it. Y'all move the fuck out the way. We got it. We got this. Strike the fuck up.
Which lets you know.
I don't blame.
It lets you know that the feds believe it's human trafficking.
Yeah.
And that if something's going on, they had clients who could lead them to somebody else in a nationwide thing.
Oh, shit. All you got to do, look, just, and I ain't trying to be, you know, funny or nothing, man, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, the motherfucker's name is Castro.
Uh-huh. You ain't lying.
I mean, nobody even said nothing about, nobody even said, not one fucking reporter that I heard asked that question. Do you think they could be related to the Notorious Fidel Castro? Because that's not a common name at all. That's not a common name at all, man.
The only Castro I knew was Fidel Castro.
That's right.
I mean, I'm
that is not a common
Latinos, name. Latinos, I have not met any Castros.
Hey, but you know, the chief prosecutor put a word out. He shouted out everybody in Mexico, you know, at the end of the press conference and shit, and this and that and the other, you know. And but what I found to be kind of, you know, funny was when they asked about, one of the reporters asked about, actually, the motherfucker interviewed some of the people that were witnesses in the beginning of the case.
Huh.
Okay, some of the people that came forth and say they saw this and they saw that.
Yeah.
Saw the girls and this and that other, they just straight blew their testimonies off as it didn't happen.
Yep.
Oh, no, we didn't talk to nobody. Then it turned into we talked to somebody, but that's not what they said. You know, this ain't what we talked about. Oh, they must have thought we were talking about something else when they made that statement. I was like, oh, so in other words, they made that statement. Oh, no. They was talking about this case over here. They weren't talking about this. That other case, that's what they were talking about. You misunderstood. Well, they misunderstood your question. Fuck out of here, man. These motherfuckers know how to put their spin doctors and their publicists up on the screen when it's time to answer some important questions. And when the questions get deep, what did they do? Oh, no, we can't answer that question because the case is now officially pending. So we have no more comments for you. Basically, he just wanted the world to know that this dude, whatever his name, Ariel Castro, he's not a representative, even though he's from Puerto Rico and everything. But this is not, you know, how Puerto Ricans are. We don't want y'all to think that, you know, this is how Puerto Ricans are. So, you know, I am a proud member of the Puerto Rican community. I was born in Puerto Rico, but he didn't want nobody to know. This is how he don't want people to think, you know, Puerto Ricans are like this all over the world. So I think we got Cheese on the line. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Shit, what's going on?
Shit, man, you know me, doing my one, two, just coming to the world. I thought I missed.
No, we still got about 7 minutes to go.
Look at that. What's going on, man? What's going on with everybody?
Oh, it's chilling, man, just making a comment on these, you know, these allegations. There's some shit in the game going on, man. And you know what, though, Chief? And I'm going to say this too to Al and everybody, man. I swear, in the beginning, I thought it might have been like a debt thing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know, man. I didn't meet the dude, but just based on what the media, how they spinning it, you know, it's some other shit that they ain't letting us know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did catch a early broadcast from Dan DeRose. And he had polls on the bottom of the screen. And do you know, last night, them motherfuckers had over 4,500 book deal offers. I didn't see the other two.
Wow.
It was love interest, book deals, and all of this shit has been coming across Facebook and Twitter. And they eventually set up a website at the news station for the shit, man, and 4,100 people offered them book deals for their story already.
I believe it.
And they
were
at Metro. So that put another twist on it. You know what I'm saying? Being the, you know, that we question everything, man. I mean, how long would you wait for a few million dollars?
Wow.
How long would you wait for a few million dollars? And what kind of elaborate scheme would you go through knowing that at the end of the road, you could possibly come out a millionaire?
I mean, make you wonder.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, it's possible. Because everybody talked about how unemotional the grandmother was, and I saw it myself on the news. She was, oh, baby, 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 I miss you, and blah, 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 blah. And now one tear dropped out from behind them glasses. She looked at that camera with a straight face. You know, talking to that girl on the phone, can't wait to see you. You know what I mean, man?
Right.
Grandpa didn't say a word. Grandpa didn't say a word, man. And so it kind of leads you to believe more than them knew, more than Mr. Castro knew what was going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police said, no, them people who said that they saw strange things and would climb up on the roof just to see what was going on over there, they was lying.
Right.
They weren't doing that shit. They weren't doing that shit because, you know, nobody even said nothing. If they thought that it was something like that going on, they didn't do that shit. But then at the same time, they showed the video clip of the lady who said she saw and heard a lot of shit but decided to mind her business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they bleeped her out. They bleeped her out, too. And they still... You know, they still don't talk about the Michelle girl because her father is her uncle, for one. Her father is her uncle. Her mother abused her brother, tossed him in a dumpster as a child, but he lived.
Mm-hmm.
So when they realized that they couldn't get rid of their children, they just up and left them, motherfucker. And then they just up and left them here and moved to Florida. And called the people on them and said they ran away.
Wow.
That's fucked up, ain't it? That is just totally fucked up. But it's these tragic stories that's in the backgrounds of these people, man, that make the shit so weird because what is the purpose of using, you know, what happened to them in their past as an excuse for why they ended up in a situation like that?
Right.
You know, it's no wonder they ended up in a situation like that. Look what kind of lifestyle they was living. Look what was going on. Everybody had mental illness. Everybody.
Oh.
They're trying to say all three of them girls had mental illness. Now, if they had mental illness and abuse issues at home, what was Mr. Castro, their savior? Because wait a minute, man, what don't make sense is this girl had a job at rallies.
Right.
And she would leave rallies and walk home by herself.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the dudes that was, you know, working at rallies is like members, family members with this Castro dude. So it's a lot of shit they ain't telling us. It's a lot of shit we don't know. So we going to have to put two and two together ourselves, man, and present
out in an indictment tomorrow.
Because they want to hurry up and brush the shit under the rug, man.
Oh, yeah.
They want to brush the shit under the rug before people start asking questions. See, they won't let nobody ask questions right now because as Mr. Perez, I believe his name is, the chief prosecutor says, it's officially a pending investigation, so no more questions will be fielded. So that means they ain't gonna say a word about nothing you asked them about. In other words, you can ask away because it's a pending case. We ain't telling you shit. You know what I mean? So it's all good. I mean, look at all the people that went out there to support them girls coming home. But what did you hear about Michelle Knight? Nothing.
Nothing.
You still ain't heard nothing about it. And when Kevin Freeman asked Mr. Ramsey about Michelle Knight, you saw what he did, didn't he? Threw his hand up. Like, man, we ain't talking about her. We talking about the other two. But that's just how they kept playing the girl. You know what I'm saying? That's just how they kept playing the girl. But y'all know, man, our time has come to an end. We had a very good show tonight. We tapped in with Wounded Wrestlers Radio. We kept all the little conversation. We was able to take some comments and everything about what's going on out here in Cleveland. And so we thank you all for joining us tonight on Hood Talk Radio. You've been on live with Al Porter, Cheese, and your boy, E-Max. That's right. And y'all know we will be back Friday night.
Hood Talk
Radio, man. And we just might get into this fucking conversation again. Okay? So y'all be cool, man. And, if y'all feel, y'all can call me after the show, man. I'm still up. And this your boy, E-Max. And I'm out.
Peace.
Peace out.